Mr. Mills, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very fine. I suppose you want to see it again?
If you don't mind.
You know where it is?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I charged you a dollar for every time you came in to examine the machine, you'd probably own it. You know, it's the one all the pros use. Mariah Carey, Beyoncé, Gwen Stefani.
Really? Where's Beyoncé? Just kidding.
I'll take it.
Excuse me, sir. The adult party's in the front of the house.
I'm Kim's father.
Excuse me, but I work for her father.
Her real father.
It's okay, sir. I got it. Hello, Brian.
Lenore? I just wanted to give Kim her present.
Oh, you're letting the kids have the wrong space. You could put it right there with the others.
I want to give it to her myself.
Still having trouble following the rules, I see.
Oh, come on, Lenny.
I've asked you not to call me that, please.
Excuse me, Lenore. Oh, my darling. Hello, my sweet. Happy birthday.
I was just telling your father how we arranged the presents.
Here.
Sweetie, I think it's bad manners to open one and not the other.
Oh, cool.
A karaoke machine?
Well, I figure she wants to be a singer.
When she was 12, Brian, we've moved on.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, my pleasure.
I still want to be a singer. Just don't tell Mom.
You got it. Here, one for the book.
Oh, we have a professional photographer.
Big smile, sweetie. That's my girl.
Stuart, you're impossible.
I know. Hey, Brian.
Stuart?
He's not a little girl anymore, huh?
I guess not.
You gonna join us for lunch?
No, thanks. I just wanted to be here to wish her a happy birthday.
Good to see you, Brian.
You too.
Hey! You forgot.
Come on.
Well, it's not like I didn't call to remind you. L.A., third Saturday in May, red meat, red wine, sound familiar?
Yeah, he probably had a lot on his mind.
Yeah, the busy life of a retiree, every day a new adventure.
What does a retiree do these days anyway? Take naps, play golf, hit on rich widows?
That takes care of the morning.
Yeah, well, come on, guys, you know why I'm here.
Yeah? How's that going?
Okay. We had her birthday today. Can you believe my Kimmy's 17?
Whoa. 17?
To Kim.
Lenny still got a hard on for you?
She's not Lenny anymore. She's Lenore.
Oh, she's still got a hard on.
And the husband?
This ain't perfect.
Dig deep enough, there's always shit.
Yeah, we can dig if you want us to dig.
What, you think he hasn't done it already, Mr. Attention to Detail?
Thank you, Bernie.
How's Kimmy?
Good. She's good.
Yeah? She sleep over yet?
Well, let's say we're working on it.
Does she appreciate the fact that you've given up your life in order to be closer to her?
What a life, huh?
Huh.
Hey, you remember when we were in Beirut after the chief disappeared? Oh, and Bri was in so deep with that crazy-ass sheikh from Hezbollah? The guy who said he'd get us inside and then he disappeared?
And we're scrambling to get the hell out of Dodge before we get taken down. And where are you?
I promised her I would never miss a birthday.
Yeah, yeah, that went down well at Langley, huh? When they found out you flew the coop to attend your child's birthday 9,000 miles away. Where'd you say your next posting was after that? The Arctic Circle, spying on penguins, I believe it was?
No, penguins live in Antarctica.
Actually, it was Alaska. What's your point, sir?
My point is, we have an open space. Say the word, it's yours.
The likes there's rare. Guys.
See you, Brian.
Good night, guys.
See you, Brian.
Hey, look, all kidding aside, we think what you're doing is a great thing, trying to make up for lost time with Kimmy. But tomorrow's job, right here, 4 hours work, $2,500 just for taking some pop diva to and from her concert. We're one short.
A singer?
I don't know if you call her a singer exactly, more like a cash cow. 20 million records this girl sold already, and she's not even 25. Job's a piece of cake, Bri. All we gotta do is get her there and take her back. Inside the hall, they got their own people.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be perfect, just like old times.
Better. No one gets killed. Tomorrow. Good night, guys.
Yeah.
Get in the back, Wendy.
I always get in the back.
What did you say your name was again?
Mills. Brian Mills.
Nice to meet you, Brian Mills.
You too.
You're on! Come on, let's go down, let's go!
Okay, guys!
Excuse me, miss. I know this isn't the right time, but I have a daughter who wants to be a singer. Was wondering if you had any tips for her?
Yeah, I do. Tell her to pick another career.
I got one. We're waiting on an airstrike, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. And then my satellite phone rings.
Yeah? Who is
Hello.
It?
Hello.
It's the guy we're looking to terminate.
Hi, honey.
I'd like to know if we want some tea set up.
Sorry, guys, it's Kim.
He just heard the
noise! I'm at a concert. You know the song? Yep. Yep, that's her. No, I'm not attending. I'm not attending. I'm helping some friends out with security. Well, of course I met her. I'm glad you're impressed. Hey, I'm happy you called. What? Lunch tomorrow? Sure. I know the place. 12:30 it is. I'll see you then.
Here he is. And?
So what happened?
She wants to have lunch.
Okay.
Just the two of us.
Well, all right, that's fantastic.
See, there's progress.
That's great.
Seriously, Bri,
You should think about coming with us. You still got the edge. There's more of this to be had.
She's going to college next year, right?
Yep.
You're gonna lose her.
It gives me a year to find her.
Mr. Mills, she'd like to see you.
How are you feeling?
Better. So your daughter wants to be a singer?
Yep, since she was five.
You know, it's not what everyone thinks it is. Once the glam wears off, it's just a lot of hotel rooms, lots of airports.
It's what she wants.
The first number is Gio, my vocal coach. If he says she can sing, she can sing. He'll give her the coaching she needs, and the fee is on me. The second number is my manager. If Gio clears her, he'll make sure she gets a shot.
Thank you.
No, Mr. Mills. Thank you.
There she is.
Dad!
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't look so excited.
I was just surprised. I thought it was just going to be Kim and I.
Oh, I asked Mom to come.
One raspberry banana milkshake, extra cherries, just the way you like it.
Thanks.
Glennie, Lenore, would you like something?
I'm fine, thanks.
So,
Dad, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You know my friend Amanda?
Yep.
Her cousins asked us to spend vacation with them in Paris. How cool is that?
Why do you want to go to Paris?
Dad, hello? The Louvre, the Impressionist Museum, the Picasso Museum?
I didn't know you were so into art.
Are you kidding? I've been to the MoMA like 100 times, and Amanda went to France last summer and she came back. She could practically speak French.
And because you're under 18, you need my permission to leave the country.
Dad, please. I really, really want to go. And they've got this, like, sick apartment overlooking the river.
Just you and Amanda.
And her cousins.
Don't make a big deal out of this, Brian. Just sign the paper. What?
I'm not comfortable with this.
Dad.
I know the world, sweetie.
Dad, please.
I don't think a 17-year-old should be traveling alone.
I'm not going to be alone.
Two 17-year-olds.
Amanda's 19.
How about this? How about if I go along? You won't even know I'm there. I'm very good at being invisible.
As you've so amply demonstrated for most of her life. Just sign the paper, Brian.
I'll think about it.
Come on, Brian. Everyone at this table knows what that means.
Hey, Kimmy. There's something else.
I don't want anything else.
Kim.
I don't get you.
What?
You sacrificed our marriage in the service of the country. You made a mess of your life in the service of your country. Can't you sacrifice just a little this one time for your own daughter?
I would sacrifice anything for her.
Then what's your problem?
I'm not comfortable putting my daughter at risk.
Putting our daughter at risk by going to Paris? You're pathetic.
She's coming.
Thanks. Three conditions. I want the address and phone number of where you're staying.
Okay.
If you move, I want to know where and with whom you'll be staying.
Okay.
You call me when you land. You call me every night before you go to sleep.
Okay.
It's international. My number's programmed in.
Okay.
Awesome. Kimmy, you're not focused.
Yes, I am.
What did I say?
You said that to call you when I land and every night before I go to sleep, and your phone's international. The number's programmed in.
Okay. One last thing. I get to take you to the airport.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mom!
Whoa.
I love you, Dad. Mom, he's excited, he's excited! I'm gonna go call Amanda.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to sign it the first time around?
Wouldn't it have been easier if you and I had talked about it first? There are certain areas in Paris that you should avoid. I've written them down.
Dad.
Come on, take it.
We're going to be spending like 90% of our time in museums. You don't have to worry.
That's like telling water not to be wet, sweetie.
Mom says your job made you paranoid.
Oh, my job made me aware.
I always used to ask Mom what your job was that you were away all the time. And she would tell me to ask you. Whenever I did see you, I was afraid to ask.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Maybe because I was afraid to find out. Like, maybe it was something I wouldn't like.
I worked for the government. You know that.
So, you were like a spy, right? What happens if I push this button?
Don't touch that button. Well, no, I was a preventer, actually.
A preventer?
Yeah.
What did you prevent?
Bad things from happening.
So, it was a good job?
Yes. Yep, it was.
Do you miss it?
I missed you more. Go ahead. I'll get the bags.
Oh, Jimmy, we'll give you a hand with those.
I can manage. Lenore, do you know about this? She's not just going to Paris.
I know.
She lied to me.
Yes, because she can't be honest with you.
Why? What are you talking about?
Your rules and conditions.
What is this?
It's you two's European tour dates.
She's following a rock band around Europe.
All the kids do. Stuart got her the tickets. We've arranged for her to stay in the best hotels.
Best hotels? You know, you live in your little bubble here behind your wall with your maids, chauffeurs, and servants. You have no idea what the world is like.
Yes, and neither will she, unless she goes out and experiences it. Don't you tell me I don't know what the world's like. For 5 years, I waited for a phone call that didn't come for weeks at a time. For a knock on the door telling me there'd be no calls anymore. Listen, I know you moved here to build some sort of relationship with Kimmy, but you're not going to do that by smothering her. Let her live, or I promise. I promise you'll lose her.
Girls. Kim.
Why don't we the two of you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, great. Very nice.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
California.
Oh, I wish they all could be California girls. No, I'm Peter.
Oh. Je m'appelle Amanda. This is Kim.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
You're going into Paris?
Oui.
You know, taxi here are so damn expensive. Want to share?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Perfect.
Nice. Thanks.
To check arrival, please press 1. Please enter the flight number. Flight 288 arrived in Paris Charles de Gaulle at 8 a.m. local time.
Yeah.
Oh, are you serious? Oh my god.
Nice address.
Oh yeah, thanks. It's actually my cousin's, but they're in Madrid for the summer, so we have the whole place to ourselves. How cool is that? I didn't know that. It's Toby.
Well, I have to be going. Nice to meet you.
Oh, okay.
You too.
Bye.
Hey, there is a party tonight at school. Want to come?
Sure, yeah.
Amanda, we don't even know him.
What is there to know? He's hot.
I come pick you up around 9.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, great. Your apartment?
It's the whole 5th floor, Hoffman.
Okay, see you tonight.
Okay, bye.
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 Yeah, 9 rue de la Pompe, 5th floor. Two girls around 18.
Oh my god!
How sick is that?
Are you kidding me? It's great! I just wish you would have told me they weren't gonna be here.
What's the difference?
I told my dad they were gonna be here.
You told your dad you were going to museums too. Oh, come on! He's not gonna know! I'm gonna sleep with him.
Who?
Peter!
You just met him!
I hear French guys are amazing in bed. Maybe he has a friend, huh?
No, no.
Oh, come on. You gotta lose it sometime. Might as well be in Paris.
Hello.
It's me. Has Kim called you?
Brian. She's 17. She's in Paris. Give her some space.
She'll call. Take a sleeping pill.
Have a drink or something. Good night.
Good night. What did I say? You were supposed to call me when you landed.
I'm sorry.
I thought maybe something was wrong with the phone I gave you.
No, it was just such a rush at the airport.
All right. Well, if I'd had the number where you were staying...
I would have just called there. What's the number?
I don't have it.
Kimmy, come on.
This was one of the conditions. Let me talk to one of the cousins. I'll get it from them.
Dad, they're in Spain. I didn't know, I swear.
To Spain? Kim,
is there anything else you want to tell me?
Kimmy.
There's someone here.
Her cousins are back?
No. Oh my god, they got Amanda!
What?
What are you talking about? Kimmy, let's go. Kim. Kim.
Dad! They took her.
All right, listen to me.
Oh, God.
Did you meet anyone
on the plane?
No.
In the airport?
No. Yes, Peter.
Peter? Peter who?
I don't know.
An American?
No.
Did he know where you were staying?
He took a cab with us. Dad, they're coming. I'm scared.
I know you are. Stay focused, Kimmy. You have to hold it together. How many people are there? Be precise.
3, 4, I don't know.
Where are you?
I'm in the bathroom.
Go to the next bedroom. Get under the bed.
Tell me when you're there.
Now, the next part is very important. They're going to take you.
Kim, stay focused, baby. This is key.
You will have 5, maybe 10 seconds. Very important seconds.
Leave the phone on the floor. Concentrate.
Shout out everything you see about them. Hair color.
Eye color, tall, short, scars.
Anything you see, you understand? They're there. I can hear them.
Remember, concentrate.
Marco, are you sure you're going to go?
Put the phone closer so I can hear.
What's your excuse, you know?
Ani bre shtash, Marko, ani.
Ma shpejt.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
Sam, it's me. You need a favor. I'm gonna download something. I need it analyzed right now. She's been taken.
What are you talking about?
Any enemies overseas, Stuart?
Why would I have any enemies?
Because you do business overseas through multiple shell corporations. Because you were involved in an oil deal with a bunch of Russians that went south 5 years ago.
How the hell do you know about that?
Because I was not gonna let my daughter live with someone without knowing everything about them.
Yeah, well, I have a few resources of my own.
Now's not the time for dick measuring, Stuart. I'm gonna ask you again. Do you have anyone who's looking to hurt you?
Not that I know of.
Which room's Kim's?
I want to know what happened.
I got a call from her. There were people in the apartment, then she was taken.
Oh, God.
Which one?
That one.
Is there something I should be doing?
I have a lease agreement with NetJet through your umbrella company in the Bahamas.
I do.
Get me a plane to Paris.
Okay, for when?
An hour ago.
I'm gonna make the call. You be all right?
Yeah. Brian.
First, I have to find her. Sam, what have you got?
They're speaking Albanian. Based on their accents and dialects, they must be from a town called Tripoja. The place is ground zero for scummers like this. Even the Russians give these guys a wide berth. The one you spoke to, his name is Marco. And we have information that a mobster boss by the name of Marco Ocha moved to Paris about 6 months ago. If he's the one, he's a big fish. And, the tattoo, by the way, is group ID. Am I on speaker? Are you by yourself?
Lenore's here.
Hey, Lenny.
Hello, Sam.
She needs to hear it, Sam.
The specialty of the groups coming out of this area is trafficking in women.
Keep going.
Okay. Their previous MO was to offer women from the emerging East European countries like Yugoslavia, Romania, Bulgaria, jobs in the West as maids and nannies. Once they'd smuggled them in, they'd addict them to drugs and turn them into prostitutes. Lately, however, they've decided that it's more economical just to kidnap traveling young women. Saves on transportation costs.
Not my little baby.
What else?
Based on what they know about the way these groups operate, our analyst says you have a 96-hour window from the time she was grabbed.
To what?
To never finding her.
No! No, no!
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
I'll see you.
Attention, s'il vous plaît.
Peter.
I'm Ingrid.
On holidays?
Yes.
Me too.
Cool.
You know, cabs here are so damn expensive. Want to share?
Sure, why not?
Great.
Excuse me.
Hey,
drive. The two American girls from yesterday.
It's a noise.
The next rip drives into your lungs. The two American girls, where are they?
Just like the old days.
Would you have it any other way?
Between you and me, no. But now that I sit behind a desk, the world looks different.
You mean it looks boring?
I'm indifferent.
Okay, a little boring. But is being retired any more interesting?
It wasn't, until my daughter disappeared in Paris yesterday. She and her friend were marked by a spotter at the airport. Albanians took her.
How do you know this?
I'm retired, not dead.
And I assume you don't want to go to the police.
I was told I have 96 hours. That was 16 hours ago.
Okay, first, we should find a spotter.
I found him. He's dead.
You found him that way?
Brian, you cannot just run around tearing down Paris.
Jean-Claude, I will tear down the Eiffel Tower if I have to.
Don't forget who you're talking to.
I thought I was talking to a friend.
You are. But please remember, your friend has a desk now.
Deputy Director, Internal Security. Very impressive. The Albanians.
They showed up from the east 6-7 years ago. 15, 20 of them. Now there are hundreds. We don't even know how many. And dangerous.
So I heard. Where do I find them?
The best place to start is Porte de Clichy. Brian, try not to make a mess.
J'ai besoin d'un agent pour une filature.
Petit chaperon rouge dit au loup
oh, grand-mère, comme vous avez de grands bras.
Et le loup répond
c'est ton assistant.
Ah.
Oui.
Bon, bah, il s'est rendu dans une agence d'intérim et il a loué une voiture.
C'est tout?
Bah, ouais, c'est plutôt calme.
Avec lui, ça va pas le rester longtemps. Vous laissez pas endormir.
Gregor Milosevic?
Yes, yes, I am Gregor.
I'm Mr. Smith. Get in.
Here is my resume.
The employment agency said we would be doing translation.
Yes, Albanian to English. You do speak Albanian?
Albanian, Serbian, Croatian. I was a teacher in primary school before the war began in Pristina, so naturally
What's your rate?
My rate? Usually it is 25 per hour for the first 3 hours, and then it goes up to...
You're here for 10 hours. Wait here.
Mr. Smith, I do not understand. It is the job, exactly.
Right now the job is to wait here.
Looking for a date?
Love your dress. Is that silk?
I don't know. You want to know the prices?
Just the way it falls. It must be silk. How it complements the natural curves of your body.
The rate is 40 euros for the standard.
Standard? Could you be more specific? Because back home, the standard covers a whole range of possibilities. Like kissing, you know, closed lips, open lips.
Listen, if you're not buying, piss off.
No. I didn't say I wasn't buying. I just like to get comfortable before I purchase. Like this karaoke machine I bought. I must have read that manual from cover to cover so many times.
I don't give a shit about your career commission, okay? You're gonna get me in trouble if you don't buy.
Trouble? Really? With who?
Piss off.
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry. If I want a package deal, do I get a discount?
It costs me two now.
My name's Brian.
Forget. You better leave.
I thought we were negotiating.
And then I swear it's not my fault. I told him...
Why are you bothering the girl?
It's none of your business.
She is my business. And if you're not spending money, you're costing money.
I'm just negotiating.
There's no negotiating. The price is the price. And now you owe me for two that got away.
I don't know nothing. Oh.
50 euros or I kick your ass.
Sure, okay. Chill. Jeez. Okay. Here's your 50.
Another 50 for being an asshole.
I'll get the hell out of here. If I see you again, I'll kill you.
Mr. Smith, I do not know what kind of job I'm supposed to do for you, but this is
the... You are to translate.
Yes, but translate what?
This. Translate.
They're talking about you.
What about me?
They're not saying nice things.
Be specific.
They're saying, excuse me, Mr. Smith, what an asshole you are. Please, if you can explain to me why we're doing all this, maybe...
Just translate.
One of them says the sausage gave him heart, but...
Keep going.
The other one is suggesting something his grandmother used to give him for that. Do you really want to hear all this, Mr. Smith?
Every word.
Now they're talking about football. The game between Lazio and Marseille. And they lost the money on the betting. Perhaps if I knew the purpose...
We're better off not knowing. It's still football.
One is on the phone. He has to do a job at the construction site. Something about fresh merchandise giving problems. Mr. Smith, I do not understand any of this.
I'm not supposed to. Goodbye. I asked for an English-Albanian dictionary. Did you bring one? Thank you.
Oh.
Qu'il resterait pas en veilleuse longtemps.
Bon, qu'est-ce qu'on fait maintenant?
À mon avis, maintenant qu'il a mis le sou.
Vous allez pas tarder à vous faire larguer.
Monsieur Lynn, how are you?
Hello, Jill. How's the wife?
I'm still in charge. It's been a long time since I have seen you.
Way too long.
The usual accommodation?
Plus one.
Well, could you come and meet me first? I can't see you. Where are you?
I can see you and hear you very well. You can tell them to stop jogging now.
C'est bon. On a chopé le signal de son portable.
Localisation en cours. On recoupe les positions des émetteurs.
You didn't really think I was going to come down there, did you?
I didn't think you were going to make such a mess.
I didn't have time to worry about Venus.
I know. You have 70 hours.
Now I have 56.
On tient.
No, now you have none. My chief wanted to arrest you. I convinced him to send you home.
Air France 001, leave today at 2, first class.
Courtesy of the French government for best services rendered.
Now what about my daughter?
I told you, I sit behind a desk now.
I take my orders from someone who sits behind a bigger desk.
Come on, 7 dead bodies, 3 in hospital, a building destroyed.
Total chaos at the airport.
He wanted your ass in chains. It's the best I could do, I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't cut it anymore, Jean-Claude. Not this time.
You can't beat the state, Brian, you know that.
I'm not trying to beat the state. I'm trying to save my daughter. It was a trailer, not a building.
Vous l'avez repéré ?
Négatif.
From this girl?
I didn't steal it. I was called, she gave it to me.
Where? Where did she give it to me?
In the house.
What house?
The house with the red door.
Sorry.
He said it was a party.
And the girl who gave you this jacket, was she in the house?
She was nice.
I know.
She's my daughter. I need to find this house. Do you know where it is?
Paradise.
Help you?
I'm here to see your boss.
No boss. We're doing nothing wrong here.
I push one button and 30 agents will be here before you have time to scratch your worthless balls. Now stop jerking around before I close you down for wasting my time.
Wait here. Weapon?
You're holding it. Black, one sugar, please.
What is it you want?
I'm here to negotiate the rates.
We already negotiated the rate with Mr. McCann.
Mr. McCann has moved to another division. I'm here for the renegotiation. Unless you think I'm being unreasonable, let me explain ourselves. Nice coffee. We have you under satellite surveillance, 24 hours a day. We hear everything you say, we know everything you do. Do you have any idea what it costs just to change the angle of the lens on a satellite orbiting 200 miles above the Earth? Huh? And those costs have gone up. Our costs go up, your costs go up. It's only logical. By the way, which one of you is Marco?
Why do you want to know?
I was told Marco is in charge.
We are all Marco.
Marco from Tropoia.
We're all from Tropoia.
That's a game you want to play. The rate just went up 10%.
Mister, if you're trying to make extortion on us because we're immigrants, we know the law.
I'm extorting you because you are breaking the law. Now, which charge would you like to be arrested for? Drugs? Kidnapping? Prostitution? Take your pick. You come to this country, take advantage of the system, and think because we are tolerant, we are weak and helpless. Your arrogance offends me. And for that, the rate just went up 10%. Now, you want to get down to business or do you want to keep playing?
How much?
20%. And you have my word it'll not go up for a year.
I'm a kapokin.
How do you say sugar in your language?
Shidja.
Shidja. Made a very good investment, gentlemen. See you in a month. Oh. A friend gave this to me. It's Albanian. You mind translating it?
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You don't remember me. We spoke on the phone 2 days ago. I told you I would find you.
Come on.
Wake up! I need you to be focused. Are you focused yet? Where is this girl? Where is she? You know, we used to outsource this kind of thing. But what we found was the countries we outsourced to had unreliable power grids. Very third world. Sometimes you'd turn on a switch and the power wouldn't come on for hours. And then tempers would get short. People would resort to things like pulling fingernails, acid drips on bare skin. The whole exercise would become counterproductive. But here, the power is stable. Here, there's a nice even flow. Here, you can flip a switch and the power stays on all day. Where is she? Well, I don't have any more time to waste. Marco from Tropoia. You either give me what I need, or this switch will stay on until they turn the power off for lack of payment on the bill. Where is my daughter?
Don't keep Pearson. Sell them.
She was Pearson. Lot of money.
You sold my daughter? You sold her? Huh? To who? What?
Sinclair.
Sinclair, is that a person? A place?
Strathbus Sinclair. Strathbus Sinclair.
Where can I find him?
I don't know. Please! Please.
I believe you. But it's not gonna save you.
Je suis rentré.
Papa.
Bonsoir, mes amours.
Bonsoir, papa.
Ça sent bon le poulet jusqu'au bout de la rue.
Look who drove by.
Brian, what a pleasant surprise.
The children waited up for you. If you tuck them in, maybe we can eat before everything gets cold. Brian, will you do the honors?
Sure. And be just a minute. Les enfants, au lit. Non, merci. Il est tard. On se couche vite. Dormez bien.
I was just telling Brian how nice it's been since you left the old job for the new one. Home every night for dinner, get to see the kids more.
Yeah. Must be nice coming home every night, seeing your kids, knowing they're safe.
Brent has been thinking about relocating.
Really?
Yes, to Paris. He's been visiting houses. White or dark meat?
Dark, please.
Find anything interesting?
As a matter of fact, I did. Over in the 10th arrondissement, on Rue Paradis. The people there know someone that works in your office, I think. A Mr. McCann. You know him?
Oh, Henry! I call him Mr. Nervous. Always seems like he's about to have a problem. Carrots?
I got to the bottom of it, Jean-Claude. I know everything. I hope you're not involved in this shit.
What shit?
This is not the time or place, Brian.
Are you involved?
Involved in what? What are you two talking about?
Are you?
My salary is X, my expenses are Y. As long as my family is provided for, I do not care where the difference comes from. That is my entire involvement.
And what about my family?
I told you I would help you as long as it didn't cause trouble for me.
Who is Patrice Sinclair?
I don't know. I don't care. I am driving you to the airport.
Jean-Claude!
Tais-toi, Isabelle. Tais-toi! Let's get going. Dinner is over.
I'm not finished yet.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. That's what happens when you sit behind a desk. You forget things, like the weight in the hand of a gun that's loaded and one that's not.
Isabelle! Salcourt!
It's a flesh wound. But if you don't get me what I need, the last thing you'll see before I make your children orphans is the bullet I put between her eyes. Now, Patrice Sinclair. Please apologize to your wife for me.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm here to see Mr. Sinclair.
Your name, please? I'm sorry, your name is not on the list.
Oh, please check again. Inside.
Help you, sir?
Your champagne?
Yeah, I would have taken.
I have 50,000. 50,000. 50,000. 100. 100,000. 100, 150. I have 150.
Your champagne, sir.
Two, I have two. 250.
May I serve?
Please.
I have 250. 250. Sold for 250,000.
يا سيدي انتهى المزاد حسب رغبتك تبقت بيتها وحبال قبل نهاية البعية سنعود بعد بثه دقائق
The last item As usual we save the best for last Speaks English, some French Certified pure
Sorry
Get out.
The bidding will begin at 100,000. 100.
$100,000.
I said what you said. Buy her.
I have 100.
Buy her.
150. 200. 250. 350. 350,000. 4. 4. 450. 450. 450,000. 450. 500,000. Sold. That concludes the sales for tonight. Thank you all for coming. You can collect your purchases directly.
Move.
You will never get away with this.
If you want to live, you'll make sure I do.
Now, Mr.
Well, we know you're not this man. So what do we call you? It doesn't matter what we call you, really. What does matter is what you're doing here. Do you mind telling me what you're doing here?
The last girl. I'm her father.
Oh, my.
Give her to me.
I wish I could, honestly. See, I'm a father myself. I have two sons and a daughter. But let me tell you something, Mr. Whoever you are. This is a business. This is a very unique business with a very unique clientele.
I'll pay.
This business, you have no refunds, no returns, no discounts, no buybacks. All sales are final. Besides discretion, it's about the only rule we have.
Kill him quietly, I have guests.
Go see which part of the word quietly they did not understand.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we can resolve this. I know how you feel. We should talk. Okay, we can work this out. You have no idea.
Where is she?
Please, understand. Please try to...
There's a boat by the quay. Please understand. It was all business. It wasn't personal.
It was all personal to me.
Thank you.
تجهزهن سيدي. انت روح وصل البنات، تعال معي. اذا شخص دخيل في مؤخرة اسفاسينا. انت في مرعى ثلاثة.
الشخص ماذا يريد؟
إنه الأب يريد استرجاع ابنتي، ستكفل بالأمر.
We can negotiate. Oh,
If there's anything you need,
I've got everything I need.
I love you so much. Thank you.
Attention, travelers. You are not required.
Shall we go? With us.
I'll be fine. I'll take a cab, thanks.
All right.
I love you, Dad.
Love you too. I told you, it's a surprise.
Hi.
Hi. When someone says hi, it's usually polite to say hi back.
So I heard you want to be a singer.
I do.
She does.
Well, come on in. Let's see what you got.